It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Great. I love snow. I love winter. It's
and
gorgeous.
It's here.
I want to talk about the paradox of feedback today, or the subtitle, Who Gets to Tell You Who You Are? And it came into my awareness this week in two different ways. One, I came across a John O'Donohue quote from the book Anamkara, which is a book of Celtic wisdom. And the quote is, if you try to view yourself through the lenses that others offer you, all you will see are distortions. Your own light and beauty will become blurred, awkward, and ugly. So that one just really struck me because, you can't really know yourself by what others tell you you are. And I thought that captured that really well. And the second part was, though, I was talking to a friend who'd gotten some feedback and was really hurt by it and trying to make sense of it. And I thought, you know, it really is a funny thing because, one, we don't really always know ourselves that well. I mean, in hindsight, I've behaved in ways that were contradictory to what I say I value. The researchers say we often think we're going to do more virtuous things than we actually do.
Yeah.
You know, or my favorite story was the friend many years ago who said, while he was saying, I'm going to lose some weight, he was loading the third pork chop onto his plate. You know, we just often don't see our own contradictions.
Yeah.
Or that Dove commercial that came out where women were asked to describe themselves and this man is illustrating based on their descriptions versus someone looking at them and describing them. And the difference is quite phenomenal because their descriptions of themselves are not as attractive as what somebody else might see. So the fact is we don't often fully get how we're coming across, how we're impacting others, our own contradictions. Feedback, getting some sense of that can be helpful, yet most feedback is a projection of the person who's giving you the feedback, right? Mm-hmm. The whole thing, if someone bugs you, it's usually because there's something in you that you have trouble with.
Yeah.
So if I were to give someone feedback on your over-controlling, you could clearly hold the mirror up to me and say, controlling? Marcia, excuse me? Because that's one of my issues. How do we do that? How do we learn more about ourselves? How do we take in feedback with that grain of salt? It's like, it's sort of weigh that. Mm-hmm. So I had this experience. It's really amazing that this happened this way. I was watching two colleagues, and one colleague had an idea, and the other colleague quickly said, no, that won't work. The first colleague said, I feel really shut down by your response. And the second colleague said, hey, I'm not allowed to have an opinion? Am I not allowed to express my opinion? Why that was so amazing to watch was I lived the exact same scene about 10 years earlier. And I was the one who said, no, that won't work. And my friend said, you're shutting me down. I was like, what? I'm not allowed to have an opinion? and it was almost identical to, watching a rerun of my life and watching these two people, but as a neutral observer. And I thought, oh, I see what happened.
Yeah.
I see that I didn't listen. I didn't honor the wisdom in her perspective. I didn't ask questions. I had an opinion. You know, not that the opinion was wrong or right. It was that the way I handled it in a reflexive way.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I was like, that feedback I got how many years ago, all of a sudden I could take it in. Because we do get kind of defensive or it's sort of get either or. Either I can speak my truth or I have to withdraw and not speak up. You know, we get locked into polarities like that. So how do we do that? How do we do that dance between we get feedback? How do we sort of hold it up to the light and assess for ourselves? Does this serve me? You know, how much of this is about that other person? But again, watch out because you can be quite defensive and say, that's just their issue. It's not a real issue like I did 10 years ago. As opposed to saying, you know, maybe there's something here, but I don't want a distorted lens, as John O'Donohue said. I want to do the hard work of self-discovery instead.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we support each other? By holding up the mirror and yet support ourselves by discerning what's really ours. Marianne Williamson, in her book, A Return to Love, said, it takes courage to endure the sharp pains of self-discovery rather than choose to take the dull path of unconsciousness that would last the rest of our lives. There is a real benefit in doing the work of weighing what's really mine and who am I really, and am I living the life I intend to live.
Thanks, Marcia.